This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Clashes broke out and one truck of aid was set on fire along the Colombia-Venezuela border as supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido attempted to bring humanitarian aid into Venezuela Saturday. Riot police fired tear gas and blocked a bridge between Colombia and Venezuela. Protesters repeatedly tried to get past the line of police and soldiers. Meanwhile, at least two people were killed in clashes with security forces along the Venezuelan border with Brazil. In Caracas, embattled President Nicolas Maduro told thousands of his supporters he will never give up, even if it costs him his life.
Jamás me doblegaré.
He says, I will never submit, I will never surrender, I will always defend our nation with my life if it's necessary to defend it. Maduro said he has broken diplomatic relations with Colombia and asked all Colombian diplomats to leave Venezuela. Millions of Venezuelans have fled the oil-rich country because of a lack of good services and medical care, but Maduro says there is no humanitarian crisis in his country and that aid is part of a plan to overthrow his government. Vote counting is underway in Nigeria's hotly contested presidential election that was marred by violent outbreaks in the northeastern and southern parts of the oil-rich nation. Despite reports of occasional violence, there appeared to be no significant disruptions across the West African country. Some polling stations, however, opened late in the day so that voting in affected areas could be extended to Sunday. Voting hours were also extended in some areas due to ballot machine malfunctions. Somali security officials say a federal parliamentary lawmaker was shot and killed in Mogadishu Saturday. Al-Shabaab militants armed with pistols shot Osman Ilmi Bakore as he was visiting a new house under construction. This is VOA News. Transparency was the focus of the third day of Pope Francis's summit on clerical sexual abuse by members of the Catholic Church. The bishops and cardinals heard from Germany's Reinhard Marx, who said the church had obscured sexual abuse cases. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
After bishops spent 2 days reflecting on the issues of responsibility and accountability, the head of the church in Germany, Cardinal Reinhard Marx, used his speech to call for more traceability and transparency.
Stipulated procedures and processes for the prosecution of offenses were deliberately not complied with, but instead cancelled or overridden. The rights of victims were effectively trampled underfoot and left to the whims of individuals.
Pope Francis, who has come under intense pressure over the failure to deal with increasing cases of clerical sexual abuse, will close the summit on Sunday with a mass attended by all participants and a final speech. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Grammy-winning singer R. Kelly appeared in court in Chicago on Saturday to face charges of sexually assaulting four women, including three teenagers. AP's Julie Walker has details.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says three of the four victims were between the ages of 13 and 17 years old at the time, and they have at least one video showing R. Kelly knew it.
In the video, the victim repeatedly says she is 14 years old.
Fox says that video shows sexual intercourse. R. Kelly's lawyer, Steve Greenberg, says the four alleged victims are lying.
He did not force anyone to have sex. He doesn't have, he's a rock star. He doesn't have to have non-consensual sex.
Kelly's been trailed for decades by allegations he violated underage girls. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of yellow vest protesters took to the streets of France for the 15th straight weekend of demonstrations. Police clashed with protesters near the Eiffel Tower, while local authorities in the town of Clermont-Ferrand urged residents to avoid the downtown because of yellow vest protesters clashing with police. Elsewhere, activists blocked access to an Amazon platform in the southwestern city of Toulouse. Thousands of people rallied in Serbia's capital against populist President Aleksandar Vučić and his government for the 12th week in a row. The ongoing street protests have also spread to other towns in Serbia. Critics accuse Vučić of stifling hard-won democratic freedoms in a country that went through a series of wars in the 1990s. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.